This is Dr. Schumacher, dictating history and physical. And Aaron, oh, sorry, the name is Predester Aaron. First name is Predester, Predester. Last name Aaron, Aaron. June 23rd, 2022. Place was Mission Point, Flint. The paragraph patient profile, Mr. Aaron is a 78-year-old male who was admitted yesterday, I believe, from home, period. He had been here before, period. New paragraph, chief complaint. He's here with under hospice care, but also for long-term care, period. His main problem is a stroke, period. He also has a history of diabetes mellitus, hypertension, and chronic diastolic heart failure. In paragraph history, present illness, Mr. Predester states he had a stroke about 8 years ago, period. He has a severe right hemiplegia, period. His right upper extremity is paralyzed and his hand is contracted, period. He cannot elevate his right lower extremity off the bed, period. He could weakly elevate the left lower extremity off the bed, period. He does admit to poor vision also, period. It's not clear whether it's related to a stroke, period. He has diabetes mellitus. And his sugar. Was 109, but that was a while ago, and he hasn't had any checks yet today, period. He denies any polyuria or polydipsia, period. His blood pressure is currently stable, period. He denies any headaches or chest pain or cardiac symptoms, period. He admits he has heart failure in the past on the diagnosis, and he admits to intermittent dyspnea, but was not short of breath when seen, period. The notes we have in the referral packet are from hospice, period. He was initially admitted here around September 11, 2020. He was under hospice care at that time period. At that time he was provided by a caregiver, period. He was unadmitted here, period. He denies any acute symptoms at the present time, period. There's a past history of a cerebral aneurysm, non-ruptured, period. I could not get anything reliable on that, but there's no headache at the present time. His stroke appeared to be an infarct, period. He said urinary tract infections before, and in May of this year had one, period. There's no dysuria now, period. New paragraph review of systems, constitutional, no fever, her chills, a major weight change. Eye, he has poor vision. ENT, he has decreased hearing, no earache or sore throat. respiratory and occasional dyspnea, no current dyspnea or cough for sputum, cardiovascular, no chest pain or palpitations, GI, no abdominal pain, vomiting or bleeding, GU, no dysuria or other complaints, musculoskeletal. He has slight leg pain, spirit, he has a contracture of his right hand, heme, no bruising or bleeding, endocrine, no polyuria or polydipsia, skin, no rash or itch, impairing a fast history, diabetes mellitus type 2, stroke with right hemiplegia, cardiomegaly, hypertension, urinary tract infections, constipation, chronic diastolic heart failure, impairing a family history. He does not know his parents had, period. He states he had a brother with a stroke, period. Impairing a social history, admits to smoking, but states he's cutting down. No alcohol excess, period. Impairing of medications. Norco 7.5, 325, 1-3 times a day, Abilify 10 milligrams daily, Capra 500 milligrams. And they write it down as daily, and I'll change it to BID. This may be for a prophylaxis of seizures, but I'm not clear if he's had a seizure. Minoprolol 25 milligrams nightly, Amlodipine 10 milligrams daily, Baclofen 10 milligrams daily, Lexapro 10 milligrams daily, Metformin 500 milligrams daily. New paragraph allergies unknown. New paragraph examination. He's not acutely distressed, period. He appears adequately nourished. Blood pressure 124 over 72, temperature 98, pulse 84, respiratory 18. O2 sat 94%. Head and neck. Pupils are equal and reactive to light. Eyelids and cognitive saliva are normal. Extraocuments are intact. Oral mucosa is normal. Use normal inspection. Neck supple, no mass or nodes. His dentition is a bit poor, but not. But he does have his teeth. Lungs clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular. Normal S1 is 2, no gout, no murmur. Slight edema. Fetal pulse is palpable. Abdomen soft, non tender, no palpable gynomegaly. CNS. Cranial's grossly normal, period. He has a right hemiplegia, period. Sensation is grossly intact. Musculoskeletal. He has a contracture of his right hand, period. He's paralyzed on the right side, period. Left total range of motion is mildly reduced, period. He has hammered toes bilaterally, period. Skin is intact, warm and dry, without rash or major lesions. New paragraph assessment and plan. One, Mr. Aaron is debilitated due to stroke, period. Is most likely left three larger period. Two, he has hypertension. I will continue metoprolol 25 milligrams daily and amlodipine 10 milligrams daily, and this appears controlled, period. Three, he has diabetes mellitus, and I'll continue metformin 500 milligrams daily. Four, he has a documentation of depression, and I will continue Lexapro 10 milligrams daily, period. He's also on Abilify 10 milligrams daily, period. 5 is pain. I'll continue the Norco as ordered, period. He's under hospice care, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation.